Hey.
We're back.
Part two of
the Crazy Cooney Christmas.
Yes, indeed. We are still in the same position, same situation, same trouble. And I totally forgot what I was talking about now. But I want to wish...
We're talking about how you ruined Christmas, right?
But before I talk about how I ruined Christmas, I want to wish everyone here a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone listening.
I want to wish everyone at home a Merry Christmas that's listening to this show. I'm happy that you are listening to the show, whoever you are. You can email us. You can email me with your complaints or whatever the hell that you want. Doesn't mean I'm going to respond to them, but I could. So we're talking about how I ruined Christmas.
Yes.
Well, you know, like back in when I was younger, I used to be like, I guess I used to break a lot of things. Like, not physically, they just happened. Like, I'm the guy that broke a lot of the glasses. I'm the guy that
broke
clocks.
But not, like,
clocks.
On purpose.
Not on purpose. It just happens to be like that.
You're just so accident-prone.
But, you know, and then so, like, that became a reputation of, like, okay, now this leads to me. If I'm breaking a lot of things, I gotta be able to fix things. So,
and you broke Christmas.
Yeah, and I broke Christmas. but basically what happened was I was the guy that was able to fix, like, you know, electronics, and I was... You know, there's nothing that I couldn't fix and move. So that became the reputation of, like, now my parents would call me to do something, right? And then sometimes, like, you know, like, hey, can you move this VCR because everyone wants to watch this? Or can you fix a TV because we want to see it?
They still do that.
Yeah, they still do that. But basically back, like, in probably, like, when I was 12 or when I was 13, one Christmas I didn't really feel like moving anything. I don't think I got the presents that I wanted, so I was, like, a little bit bummed and really mad about that. And then my mom was like, can you help us move the VCR? We want to go downstairs and all of us want to watch. And I was like, I don't want to move this thing, man. This freaking sucks. And then, like, we just big battle. Then my mom looks at me and is like, you ruined Christmas.
Holy crap.
I was like, damn.
That's devastating.
It is devastating, man.
That's like one of the five horrible things a parent could say to their child. One of them is like, I'm disappointed in you. Or you're stupid when your parents say,
you ruined Christmas.
Number one of a thing a parent could say to a child that's the most horrible thing. I never loved you.
Oh.
What?
My mom has never specifically said that to
She's
me.
She's never specifically said that?
She never said that to me in general. She loves me with all her heart. But if there was a number one and the most horrible thing a parent could say to a child, that would be number one right there.
You were a mistake.
Yeah.
I never loved you. You were a mistake.
Oh.
That I never loved
hard.
You.
You were an accident.
And the best times to say that is during Christmas time, too.
You're an accident and you ruined Christmas.
Ooh,
How about this? When the mom was on a deathbed.
She's like, I never loved you.
Or you were an accident.
At that moment, you'd, like, pull the plug.
But it's, like, at that point, it's just, like, so unnecessary to even say, though. It's, like, why dig up that,
it's, like, before,
you know?
Before I die, I just want you to know, fuck you. And then you just die.
Say that.
You just die.
What if
that's
ever
horrible.
Happened?
Oh, my God.
How much you bet every bad thing, in a way, has happened throughout the... Like, anything you've imagined probably has happened in some way or form.
There was something on the news the other day that I couldn't believe what happened, but, like, it really happened. Basically, this guy, I forget how old he was, but he had his retirement party at work. So, you know, I'm guessing he's in his, I don't know, who knows how old he was. But he was, you know, he was
old enough to retire.
He was old enough to retire and old enough to, you know, have worked his whole life and finally can, you know, relax and enjoy life. Well, anyway, so apparently his coworkers, like, all... put him up in the air and, like, threw him in the air, but no one...
Like, as in, like, he's a jolly good fellow?
Yeah, like, and they, like, threw him up in the air, and no one caught him, and he died.
Why didn't nobody catch
him? Oh, my God.
Damn it, he died.
I'm serious.
Why didn't
nobody
catch
him? I just heard this morning on the radio.
Why are you going to throw him up in the air if you can't catch him?
I think that's so bad. The
but
first,
like,
thing we do is we laugh.
But that is really bad.
It's
terrifying. I would never want to go out that way.
who
no, but it's like you work hard all your life, and then your coworkers, like, kill you. Come on, your retirement party.
Your friends and well-wishers wish your death.
That's horrible. That poor man. I swear, I don't know the dude. I don't even know where this happened, but I heard it on the radio, and I have to admit, I did laugh. for like, I had the same reaction you guys did. And then like a second later, I was like, oh man, that's not good.
It's the hardcore irony of it all.
So like, if you think about it, maybe everything has happened. Like if you think up some weird scenario and like,
who's
might have happened.
Whose stupid ass idea is to pick up an old man and throw him in the air?
I don't know.
How old was he?
I wonder if he fought it.
I don't know.
He was like, no, don't pick me up.
Stop it. My hip. My sinuses.
All right, you can pick me up, but don't throw me in the air.
That would suck if he was like only 60 and he were picked up.
He could have been. I mean, some people retire earlier.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe he might have actually gotten like when he fell down.
Wait,
he might
Google
have hit
it. Google
edge.
It. We have the internet.
Oh,
now.
Man falls to his death.
Oh,
retirement
yeah.
party.
Man falls
yeah,
to his
just
death
type in
party.
Type in retirement party death.
Goodbye, Google search for each day.
Man, this is such a.
Let's see, man.
Every single time we try to start some sort of.
We need to know how old this man was.
Party death.
That's a nice Google term.
Man
party
thrown into
death.
Air. Retirement party.
Guys,
after college fail.
No. Let's hear this story. Please okay. report, Cooney.
Wait, is this Japan? It's actually Japan, I think.
Is it Japan?
Is that a jump to conclusions, Matt?
it's written by Kusetsu Shiga. A 60-year-old man was thrown into the air in celebration of farewell party his retirement. Died after his colleagues failed to catch him and he landed on the floor, it has been learned. Following his death, the 59-year-old wife filed a police complaint against three colleagues who threw him up in the air, accusing them of gross negligence resulting in death. He worked until the retirement age. We had been looking forward to going to various places as a couple, and we were excited that we were able to spend relaxing time together, she said. No matter what I say, he won't come back, but I want to find out why this happened. The man had worked at a branch of a major transportation firm in Rito, Shiga Prefecture. Wow, it was in Japan.
What a horrible story, man.
And I was right. He was 60 years old. He was only 60 years old. Japanese life expectancy is usually like in the mid to late 80s.
Oh my gosh.
He could have had another 25 years.
That's so sad.
Man,
Oh my god.
Man,
so
imagine
super
if he
sad.
Didn't, imagine if he didn't decide to retire. I blame this
living.
On... let me ask you guys this. Do you guys plan on retiring? Like, just like stop working and then just like do nothing?
I don't
nothing?
Think I'll ever stop working. No. Like, I'll still be drawing and stuff, but I might stop working like a 9-to-5 job.
I think me and Joe, we can't afford to.
Yeah,
stop
there's no
working.
There's no stopping.
No, but like that's because that's a different motivation. Like as far you know, like if I am I'm probably still do cartoons and like illustrations and stuff. But you know, but when you have like that type of film job and you can do your own films and stuff, like it's more of like a motivation. It's like more of like a different type of growth than like, oh, I have to go to work every day.
James, let me ask you this question. What is your retirement setting? Like, if you were, what exactly is retirement in general? And what would you do if you're like, well, that's it. I quit. What would you do?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to think about it. I don't know what I would do if I just didn't work anymore. I mean, I would have to have a good amount of money stashed up and...
Do you think it's just like, okay, I'm going to go chill in Hawaii now for the rest of my life or something?
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Wow, that was really cut and dry.
Not Hawaii. Maybe like, probably Florida.
Yeah, because I was...
That's where all the old people go.
Because that's what I wonder. I was like, okay, well then what do? You just... All right, retirement is what? All right, you stop working and you just start collecting money for no reason. Or money that you that taken out of your taxes that's put into your... Explain
you
to me, because I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Like a 401k and retirement and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, I have a retirement account through work that's doing very poorly because of the stock market and all that. And I have a Roth IRA, which is also doing very poorly. And
it's time to start our crime.
So
we need to start crime.
I don't know what to do. I guess I will just probably work at Home Depot or something part-time when I get old.
Why not Lowe's, man?
Well, maybe Lowe's.
Maybe they'll like merge by the time that will come around.
Or maybe I'll win the lottery or something. I don't know. That'll be awesome.
I'm sorry to point this out, but on a side note, I forgot to tell you the news that I read, this retirement man falls to his death.
God, this is, why are we gotta bum out the whole Christmas special?
Anyways,
with this?
just so that Joe doesn't get you know, like slapped with the plagiarism suit or something like that.
Plagiarism.
Anyways, the news was from the Mainichi Daily News, It's a Japanese publication. And when I said Kusetsu Shiga, that's actually, Shiga is the prefecture, and then Kusetsu, I believe, is the city. So it's not the actual person who wrote it. I apologize. Okay. I should have known
better. That's cool, man. I forgive you, dude.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification, yeah. Kuni.
Sweet.
I just want it to be just so somebody is like, now, by the way, now, sir.
Now no. Let me point out one thing. Fuck you, internet.
Your references are wrong.
Every single
this all day long.
Yeah, there's one reason why professionally, there's one reason why there's no message board on anything with the Carolyn and Joe show radio. It's because majority, if we, besides half the stuff we say is really the most wrong thing we can ever say, most likely one person on top of the list is gonna be like, first I made the first posting, then I'll post second and be like, fuck you, dude. Shut the fuck up. And I'll delete you.
Then, first?
Then, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Have you seen that?
No.
Well, basically,
someone
a lot
just says first.
Yeah, like, you know, like whenever someone puts news, like posts news,
like on the good and the ugly.
Yeah, like any one of those things, like superhero hype or whatever.
Ain't it cool news?
Yeah, ain't it cool news? And then some dumbass has to be like the one that says first because he wants to be the and he's the first one to post anything.
He just says first.
Oh my gosh, we should go to our blog right now and just write, because since write I just posted a blog like just before we went to the fucking. And we should go there right now and just write first.
Do it. I swear to
first.
God. Just do it. Just
first.
Goonie, you can do it for me.
No, I don't want to do stupid. It. I'm too lazy to do it.
Actually, I would never want to do that. Who cares? It's too much effort.
But there's this
someone else can go do that.
But there's first. The greatest thing I see now happening is that, like, people after the first guy will be like, fuck you, motherfucker, who cares if it's first?
And some people write second,
yeah, third,
but then some
fourth, but like, all right, you can count.
But what happens afterwards is that, like, instead of talking, like, you know, intellectually or whatever, making these smart comments about the news item that it's read,
oh, yes,
it's like this whole entire list of just these people now fighting over how stupid it is to say first. This dumb shit.
Oh my god.
Or
but you know
either
what the
that
equivalent
or
of that in wrestling is, like, you know, they have three count when they get to two and everyone's like two.
No, but that's cool.
Kind of like,
at least
it is cool, but it is kind of at least the closest equivalent to wrestling that I can find.
I love wrestling.
Okay, just whoever's listening.
No, we're not gonna talk about the death again, are we?
No.
A correction. He was 62 years old as opposed to 60.
No, actually, his 59-year-old wife or something. Like, anyway,
but he was 60.
Yeah.
How tall was this man?
I don't know, he was probably short because he was Japanese. Anyways,
well, you're taller than me, Kuni.
Well, let me. Yes, I'm like 5'11", okay?
Well, what am I? 5'6"?
5'8", 5'9"?
One of those.
Yeah. Anyways, I just want to say straight up to, like, the blogging culture of America, if anyone is listening and who is actually a blogger, please try to blog in a very civilized and actually a mature manner. Because I'm sick and tired of, like, the flash-based news feeds being overridden by all these, like, horrible, horrible blog comments that take up half the loading time of the news that I need to get in the first place.
Just, like, all these comments?
No, because, like, certain news feeds are just tiny, tiny, and it will take me forever to load, mainly because there's, like, 800 blogging comments, and they're so retarded.
Oh, here's a good question for you guys. Let me start with James. How long do you actually spend on the internet in general? Just on the internet in general, doing actually useful stuff.
Not that long anymore. I only spend maybe like 10, 15 minutes max. I usually just check my email.
What is, you know, is there certain sites account, that you, so. Certain sites that you check out that you're like, I must see the news here?
Yeah, foxnews.com.
Do you ever go?
Foxnews.com.
Do you ever go and, like, comment first?
You mean like the onion and stuff? Like,
you should comment first. Huh? You should comment D's instead of first.
Well, I remember back in the day when I used to, you know, post on message boards and stuff like that, leave comments all the time.
We got in trouble a lot because of that too.
Man,
we broke.
I used to always start fights with people.
Yeah, we lost a lot of friends because of that. No,
you didn't lose friends; you gained enemies.
We gained a lot of enemies. This Kuni, this is before, like, messaging, like, message boards were, like, huge too, and
like Prodigy.
Yeah, this is like beta internet basically.
Like, wait, like Errol's.
This is like, like
the dial-up.
But James,
net zero.
James and Mike Bovey would fucking like really cause fucking trouble. And like people would write essays about how they're gonna beat somebody up. Yeah. It's like it's crazy. To shit. Listen, it's like oh,
wait, was this like that NWWA thing?
This was the most intricate like message of death that people. Listen, I'm gonna take your neck. I'm gonna break it into two. I'm gonna take your bones and God. I'm gonna shove it up your ass. And if you don't, shove it, I'm gonna make you swallow. I was like, what the fuck?
We're gonna make you swallow your own meat.
Make you swallow your own balls. It's like, gosh,
that's very hardcore.
Was this on a GeoCities website?
Or tripod.com or Lycos? Lycos tripod.
I used to have a tripod site.
But this is how, like,
I didn't know any better.
It's kind of funny you bring that up. That wasn't even what I was thinking about.
What were you thinking about? Just the bodybuilder website when you.
Oh my god! I remember that one. I remember that.
That wasn't what I was thinking of either. I was just thinking of in general, like way back in the day, when I used to talk just a lot of shit for no reason, and people would get so mad. And then I just wonder if any point in history people have actually told each other they're going to fight each other through an internet message board, and then actually met and fought.
And then it's like two geeky ass kids just like girl fighting each other.
Yeah, I wonder
shit.
If that's happened.
I hope so.
Has. Like we said, everything that we predicted has happened.
I think that'd be a cool website to like instigate. Like it'd be like website message board fights.
No, it would be
like bump fights.
It would be like.
But it's like come,
it'd be like comefightme.com or something. What, and then you get matched up with someone.
C-U-M.
What?
No.
Have you ever looked at comegetyousome.com?
Oh my gosh.
No, it's
it's. I have not.
It has
okay.
Like little high school kid fights and stuff. Like,
let's go to it. Can we
is
go
it for
to
real?
It?
Yeah. It's just got, you know, really amateur footage of people fighting. Like, oh shit, these guys are fighting, let's get on tape, yo.
Oh, like backyard wrestling.
Oh, back to the 60-year-old man.
That is our theme of Cooney's Crazy Christmas. Right
okay,
now.
Okay. Here's what happened, okay. They threw him down, and then he suffered a neck and backbone injury, leaving him with a disability in which he lost the use of his limbs. Ooh. And suffered respiratory failure. He died in September 2008 from blood poisoning. So it was actually reported in December, but actually it's been going on for quite a while.
Wait, so it's been like a whole year?
I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, so he died in September?
He died in September 2008 from blood poisoning.
Then how come I just heard about it like today?
They just reported it.
See, it's messed up.
They're not lying because they said he died after the colleagues failed to catch him. They didn't say he died from the colleagues not catching him.
Oh, okay.
That yeah, so he
did die after
he,
that.
He died and then he suffered all these... all these injuries, and then that led to blood poisoning. He died.
Dude, but that's even worse, man. It's like a slow death. It's not like I dropped you on your head and you broke your neck. It's over. It's like, happy bro.
What was it? Come fight me.
Come get you some.
Come get you some.
Oh my god, that just sounds bad. I hope this isn't boring.
We've gotten all juvenile.
Come get some. That's 2004.
This
that's
is so like eighth grade boy for me.
Just
right?
go to the toolbar or whatever, the address bar. Comegetyousome.com. But not C-U-M, C-O-M-E.
Well, we could try that and make it something totally different.
Why did we even think about spelling
there
that?
We go.
Like
fight
that?
Videos extreme. Okay. Oh sis gosh. Removed from I. Ugh.
No.
That's the first thing.
It's, prank. It's turning into like Consumption Junction now.
Broken
What's
nose.
That?
Doors with no glass. Prank where doors have no glass.
The internet is so stupid.
You know, go to YouTube and just write like knock the fuck out. See what videos come up.
Is this what you do, James?
Yes.
This is
James' history.
This
right
is
here.
What I have done in the past.
What was it?
This knock
James,
a lot of downtime
James
this summer.
Knock
site.
The fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh man.
This is way too much. Got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, that's a good one. Click that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, two guys arguing. Couple watch
I've seen
five,
that
one.
One
of them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you gotta sign in.
Fuck. Okay.
It's an adult one, or whatever.
Fuck. Okay. Sign in.
So this is. See, I don't know what it's with. I don't know what's with you, James. When like. That's all you want to see is just people getting, like, knocked the fuck out. You just want to see some random people just get knocked the fuck out.
There are awesome videos on here. There's, like, people that are, you know, really starting, you know, starting crap, and then they get their ass beat.
Oh. Come on, everyone, check this out.
All right, let's rotate it. What is this shot?
What?
Yeah, it was a shot, probably a mini DV camera.
All right, so basically the footage. James, can you describe what we're seeing? So all right,
there's two guys, like, grappling in the street. They just pushed off each other. They're talking trash. One guy's pointing. They're hugging or something.
Why are they hugging?
Looks like they're making up, and he's still talking trash.
He's like, "Yo, boy, come on, don't mess with me."
Maybe the one guy refused to hug.
He's like, "Walk back to your house."
Yeah, he's pointing, telling him to go home or something.
The pointing guy is wearing white, and the one that's antagonistic is wearing black, so it's very symbolic.
Oh.
A couple walks by.
Oh, shit.
The white guy accidentally hit a girlfriend of a guy, of a couple that's walking by.
Damn!
And
then Holy shit!
And then the boyfriend beat the crap out of the guy who hit him.
That guy's a boxer.
Let's go back.
I've seen that video many times.
Oh my god,
and
that's
I read
amazing.
The thing about it.
It was
holy crap.
It was totally by accident. I believe that was staged, though. I feel like it was staged.
I feel like it was staged as well.
That was vicious, man.
But the fact is that the knockout seemed really realistic because.
Well, see, the guy hit his girl. Watch. He gave her like a...
Oh!
Holy
look
crap.
At this combos.
Back elbow.
Did he tap her butt?
He gave her a back elbow.
Oh my god.
Jeez, dude. Damn.
Look, she's trying to calm him down. He's still going.
He's like, honey.
But she's not doing a really good job of it.
She's
you can see his butt crack. The white guy's butt crack. The white, not being
just
racially white, but he has a white jacket.
So this is what the internet has come down to.
No, but they have better ones. Look up, like, Mexican kid.
What?
Mexican kid gets knocked out. This is a good one. What?
Mexican kid gets knocked out. Yeah, you guys heard it.
How do you find this?
You guys heard it here first. Go to YouTube. Mexican kid gets knocked out. Not knocked the fuck out.
I'm not the one that put this stuff on the internet. Oh, I'm just man. I just watch it.
Oh, did you hear? But they are censoring the YouTube now. You
can't censor the internet.
I mean, they're censoring
short,
YouTube.
Short Mexican kid gets knocked out. Epic street fights.
No, go down.
Jesus.
What are we doing with
so
our lives?
Let me ask Sukuni while you do this.
Mexican
ask...
teen KO Irish kid?
No.
Sukuni, have you ever looked up any of this stuff on the internet before?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Remember I was talking
no, this
to you,
isn't it.
I was talking to you what's it called?
Sorry.
Like a week ago I was really depressed and I was looking into all these like apocalyptic movies that were made in the 80s.
Yeah, that was a horrible time, Cootie.
No, but seriously, like during the late early to mid 80s there were like series of these like you know, it was the height of the Cold War, everyone was really fucking scared out of their minds, so they made all these BBC documentaries, docudramas on what would happen if a nuclear holocaust occurred.
Yeah.
Or you know, like a There was another one called The Day After, where it's this epic like 3-hour movie chronicling like all the 80s stars, like John Lithgow, Steve Guttenberg, everyone was there.
Yeah.
And then it was like the most horrifying set of movies that
I watched. Because
I have a like weird fascination with, you know, certain macabre things. Like I am afraid of like there are certain things like ghosts and shit like that. But I would go to like YouTube and type in real life ghost footage, and I'll be in my cell. I'm right next to my laptop in the dark at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I would freak myself out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
why do you do this?
Ladies and gentlemen at home, you have to see the facial expressions that Cooney had. They were intense.
I know.
So
no,
why do you do this to yourself at 2 in the morning in the dark? Watching
I don't know.
Ghosts?
I have a very high
threshold.
Is it like
the Batman thing? Like where he like surrounds himself with bats so that he can overcome bats?
See, the thing about it is that, I don't know, I'm fearful of a lot of things, but at the same time, I'm attracted to it at the same time. So, which is kind of weird.
Oh, you know what's one story? Are you willing to share the story of the breakfast girl?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, like,
Let's take it back. James, you gotta hear this. It's a pretty good story, too.
Well, let's hear it.
I won't tell who it is, and I'm sorry whoever
if they stumble upon this.
Yes, I'm very very sorry, but anyways,
it won't matter because you're not revealing.
So basically, one day Cooney came up to me and said that there was some girl that was searching for him on the internet, like they got your email or something. And
oh, just
to
let you know, we actually still talk.
Oh,
as friends.
Okay, yeah. No, but I thought this was like the greatest story because like. I've never heard of this before, but there was a girl out there. There's this girl just wanted to have breakfast or meals with just Asian men.
What
it was?
Let's have Cooney tell.
There was just some. I was, I think, for the longest time. Well, I was just at this point at this thing called Project Resolution, which is in Richmond, Virginia. Basically, they anyone can come up and show a 5-minute movie.
Yeah, definitely.
And then at one point, I was serving as like a bartender slash like, you know, concessions kind of guy.
Yeah.
Because I just like doing that. I don't know why. One of my friends, she does that, so I help her out. And then at one point, one of the girls saw me and then wrote a misconnection. And then I contact back her, and then we.
Wait, kinda... How did you know that? Where was the misconnection published?
My friend Charles, his brother Zane, found it on misconnections and told me about it.
Wait, on like Craigslist or something?
Yeah, on Craigslist.
Okay.
And then and then we met and then had, talked to each other. And when she was talking to me about it, she wanted to have breakfast with me because her friend has an art piece that has the payment is actually having breakfast with 50 Asians. That was the payment of it.
Huh?
What? The payment.
Yeah, basically, she had an artwork. She had an artwork she was really interested in that was made by her friend.
Yeah.
But instead of, you know, paying for the actual artwork, you had to do certain tasks for it.
Yeah.
And one of the tasks is have breakfast with 50 Asian people.
Like community service?
Men and women?
Yeah, it can be men or women.
Asians. Why Asians?
I don't know, because the artist is Asian, so I guess he was trying to make some sort of racial statement.
Show for that.
Yeah, I know.
Was this Caucasian person?
C-O-C-K.
Yeah, Caucasian.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
Wait, so was this person, like, that asked for breakfast for you? What race was this person?
She was white.
Okay. Like blonde, blue eyes?
Yes.
Yes.
Very definition of Aryan.
Like a Nazi.
Except she's not a racist.
Except she's not a racist.
Well, but you know, when I originally heard that, I was like, oh, maybe she wasn't interested in me because, you know, maybe it was just a ruse for her to, you know, get with me and talk to me, basically just to have breakfast with her. But then I realized that she actually wanted to date me, and then we went out for, you know, like one or two, three times. And then I just didn't have enough time schedule wise because I was really, really busy at that time. Not right now. I'm not busy at all.
it's the holiday time.
But
what is it you say about Northern Virginia, Cooney? What do they do here?
We wait to die.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's so
we're
depressing.
Not waiting. We're not what? Waiting no more.
This is terrible, actually.
Nah.
But anyways, it was just the whole concept of like having
breakfast with Asians,
50 Asian people. I don't know. That itself is like, I don't know. Like, it must be really terribly difficult for her because, I mean, first of all, it's just a weird task in general.
It is a weird task. Like, this is like a crazy ass scavenger hunt. It's like, all right, you get the list and you're like, now you need to have 50 breakfasts.
Well, Asians. How did she document it?
She would take pictures.
You're going to love Asians because we are good looking.
And also, there's just a whole can of worms racially, you know, the racial relations and all that. Just by a white person asking breakfast with 50 Asian people, that's just hard.
Did you guys have rice?
What?
Did you have rice in the breakfast?
You know what? We actually had brunch one day.
Brunch.
For one of our, like meal dates.
Yeah.
And then, I think she should have taken some pictures of it because that would have been a really good example of it.
I think, like, if she took pictures of that, that would have been really great.
But at the same time, I guess she was trying to be nice because she didn't want to seem like she was doing it just because she wanted to have breakfast with me because I was...
So this was a ruse.
What?
This is a ruse to meet up with Cooney.
Well, I didn't know exactly if that was the case, but I like to think that she actually thought I was interesting enough to go on a date with.
And why wouldn't she be interesting enough?
Well, just, you know.
You think so down on yourself.
Well, look,
I'm just here to die, you know.
I just have really low self-esteem sometimes in certain things, like professionally and personally.
What would happen?
That's normal, I think.
What would happen if Cooney had, like, really huge, like, ego esteem? Would you just be, like... killing everyone? Is that what would happen?
Well, you know me, like, I put on the ruse of being very confident, but when people get to know me and they know me personally, They know that I'm just a mess of neuroses.
You cry.
I'm just crying, curled just up cry. In the corner of my room, waiting to die.
Oh, that's so sad.
There's a hole in the ceiling, and a giant thunderstorm just showers down. But that's the only place in the Northern Virginia area. Everywhere else is shining.
I'm so sad. I remember
I'm playing Michael Chemical Romance, the acoustic version in the background.
I have a memory in high school when my friend Mike Bovey, and maybe James, I don't know, but whenever he saw like a goth person walk by, Mike would always go like, "I'm so sad." I'm
so sad. Really? He would just straight up say, "I'm so sad."
Yeah, just towards them.
Didn't he also? He used to say a lot of things in front of people, like the eighth grade sluts.
He'd be like, "Scott sucks." He'd say, "Scott sucks." There's this kid that used to always wear t-shirts of ska bands. He used to go, "Scott sucks." One time, the guy heard him and said something back. He's like, I forget what he said. It was funny.
Oh, man.
Somehow I got to bring this back to a Christmas special.
What were you getting at when you brought up the breakfast girl?
Yeah. What was just the interesting story that you wanted to be?
Well, because I thought maybe it was like a link towards like the internet. You know, like people meet toward the internet. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just also internet's an interesting place to meet people. It could sometimes be a really cool place for people who usually don't have a chance to connect.
But I don't even think that the internet, like, sure, you can get fans, but, like, there's so much, like, negativity. All there is negativity. You go to IMDb, and it's like,
oh, her boobs aren't really that real.
Yeah, it's like, fuck her boobs.
Oh, let me see if Anthony Samuel is back on
it. Yeah, let's do that. We did a film called Anthony Samuel's back in April.
Whose boobs are you talking about?
Could be anyone's boobs.
Actually, I was looking at Mad Men today because one of my coworkers is going to New York to see a play, which I forgot the name of the play, but apparently it's very famous, and I've never heard of it. But you know the younger girl on Mad Men?
Yeah.
Peggy?
Yeah, Peggy is, like, in it. And so I went on IMDb because we wanted to know how old she was.
How old was she?
She's, like, my age. So she's, like, 26.
Damn.
And but then when I was clicking on there, I found Joan.
No, yeah. Not
Christina Hendricks, and somebody was like on.
She's from Fairfax.
Somebody
by the
was
way.
Really?
Yeah, she's from Fairfax. Went to high school in Fairfax.
Somebody
it's
was
a lesson for you, James.
Somebody was.
Well, what?
Well, anyway, under the Christina Hendricks page on IMDb, the first posting said something like, "Those are fake boobs," and then like I ended up clicking on it because I saw the word boobs. Of course, I wanted to look on it, and then he had a link on it, and it said, "Look, one like the left one is like has like a no,
that's
I
her,
forget
that's
the word,
James.
But like a pooch that's in her. It or something like it. It was like unleveled boobs in like one of the pictures, and then everyone was saying how her boobs are fake, and then one person said, "Who cares if they're fake? She's still like one of the most curvy women in Hollywood or something like that."
She is very curvy.
In that picture.
She what?
She looks like a mannequin.
I mean, seriously, like, she's got a very, like, she's like...
She's very voluptuous.
She's like, yeah, she's very femme fatale, like, incredibly 1950s, like, crazy femme fatale.
Oh.
Mrs. Reynolds.
Keep clicking. Let me see some more.
James is like,
why don't you
like
come
her.
And just do it, okay?
Because...
James is too far away.
Put it on slideshow.
Cooney, you're like in front of the computer.
Yeah, put a slideshow.
Can you put on slideshow?
Okay.
Do that. Click that.
View a slideshow.
Wait, I want to see.
That shizzle.
Yep.
Yeah. Too small.
The show basically just comes down to us looking at girls on the internet now.
Oh, man. I don't want the show to be girls on internet.
Girls on
internet. Remember we did that one show about the car stuck girls?
Yeah.
Okay, while he's looking at pictures of Christina Hendricks, can I promote more stuff that I enjoy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cooney, you guys are watching Christmas with Cooney.
Thank you.
Crazy Cooney Christmas.
Thank you. I really want to promote this director because he's fantastic.
Okay.
Remember, he's that director that I was talking about.
His name is Joe Carbeau.
Oh yeah, that guy is a damn good director, man. Well, I don't think his potential has been fully seen yet. But just wait and see. In a couple of years, that guy will be on the hot list,
and
he'll
up
be
and coming.
Fucking millionaire.
Yeah, he'll be going to fucking every day.
He'll own
his own branch of fuckings.
That's true.
But anyways, I wanted to promote this director.
What's his name?
Banner Gwynn.
Uh huh.
He's a fantastic, like, music video director. I've seen a couple of his work, like, The National.
Yeah.
He did a music video for The National, a great band. Helen Steller. he also did, I forgot his name, Brother Dub. I think that's another music video, but he's done a couple music videos. And I think his, you know, just pacing and composition and the way he wanted to tell a story within the music video is fantastic.
So has he done some narrative work?
I believe he's done some student films, and I believe he's maybe done a couple short films, but I think he's just, you know, he's got a great eye for composition.
Pretty cool, man.
Just very, very intent on telling a very cool story within various formats.
Let me ask you this, Cooney. A serious question.
Okay, sure.
Let's bring us back down to the Christmas specialness of this. What is your... That's her. Yeah. She's from Fairfax.
What do you think?
Or she grew up in Fairfax.
She's hot.
Okay, cool.
So, actually for both of you, what is your favorite, out of all the TV shows out there, do you guys have like a favorite like holiday Christmas special? Do I hear a phone ringing?
I think that's.
Is that the song? Never mind.
Yeah, I think it's part of the song.
Favorite Christmas special.
Yeah, what's your favorite Christmas special, James?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You can't do these get back to me later answers anymore.
Which one was I supposed to get back to you about?
Every single
one. Your favorite actress that you'd pay to see for?
Yeah, I still can't think of one.
Maybe next time.
Wait, what was this question? Oh, yeah.
Favorite Christmas special.
Right. Holiday special. Wait, does it have to be a special, or can it be a movie?
Whatever, an episode.
Just a holiday themed.
Do you have a fond memory of a certain Christmas? TGIF, I don't care. Step by step, holiday issue, Family Matters, dinosaurs. You know what I mean? Anyone? You
Full
know,
house.
The Office. Full house. The Office Christmas special.
The Office Christmas special is pretty funny. I remember
anything.
The Full House. What do they do on the Full House Christmas specials?
Oh, Michelle got knocked off a horse.
That's what? All we remember. Is Michelle.
No, that was
knocked
just like the end.
Horse.
The last episode was Michelle was like unconscious or something.
Okay, I'm gonna stop the slideshow with Christina Hendrix.
No, it is pretty awesome.
Wait, did you check Anthony Samuels?
No, it wasn't on there. I'd love to have it.
Oh, and also I wanted to say one more thing since we got on the subject of
Mad
Men.
James didn't even say...
Wait, I just need
we
to...
Gotta know. We gotta let like, James...
I don't know.
We gotta let just, James wait, finish.
Let it go,
we
go.
Gotta let James
just let it go.
No, you know Peggy?
You like, always, okay, get, but you always know come that, in when you're too...
What?
You always come in. What's your favorite holiday? This is a Christmas special, damn it.
I just want to say that Jeremy
this
Piven.
This is the Cooney Christmas special.
Jeremy Piven was going to be in that Broadway thing. With Jeremy Piven, too. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. So did...
All right, here we go, Joe. Married with Children.
Yes, that is a very good...
That had a good... when Al... What happened? Al died or whatever?
When he got electrocuted?
Yeah, then the... he went around, like, came back and saw what life would be like if he hadn't been born.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Because
that's like sort of like the
it's
Christmas
a wonderful
carol.
Life.
Yeah. I'm actually a huge fan. That's like the Christmas carol.
It was called though, It's a Bundyful Life. It was like a two-parter.
But is it It's a Wonderful Life basically like it's a Christmas carol? Isn't that the...
Yeah, but the Christmas carol has the three ghosts that like come back of past, present, and future.
What happens in It's a Wonderful
Life? But whereas
It's
a Wonderful Life, he like is shown what life is like if he was never born.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's similar, but it's different. Do you see the differences?
I think those are. I still like both of those are really good ones, though. That It's a Bundy Christmas was a good one too. I like that.
That was a good one.
That's a good one, man. What about you, Cooney?
I actually have two. First one, it's very, very stereotypical, which is Charlie Brown Christmas.
How come you like it's Charlie Brown Christmas?
I don't know,
a lot of people do too, but it's a.
Hold on a second. Sorry. When I was younger, I didn't like it a lot. But now it's gotten older, and there's a sense of maturity to it.
Yeah,
it's just very, very like kind of an adult. I like the way the children talk and the way they represent Christmas and how they think about Christmas. And I think it's just very adult and very mature.
It is because like he's wondering, you know, what Christmas is all about. You know what I mean? It's one of those things, and like I guess today we can always we're still wondering,
yeah,
like what's Christmas all about? Especially since like I guess if you take away Santa Claus, because usually people are like, wow, I can't wait till Christmas because of Santa Claus. Did they have Santa Claus and Peanuts?
Yes, yeah, they did. Well, then I mean the actual Santa Claus appearing in.
Yeah.
No, they've always avoided having as much adult presence. in the shows as much as possible.
And what was your second one?
The second one is Saved by the Bell Christmas special.
What? I don't even remember that.
Neither do I.
Yeah, it's an episode where Zach, I think, meets up with this chick that he really likes.
Wait, is this the one where she was like living in the car?
She's living in the car.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, I remember that shit.
Wait, no, I'm thinking of Step by Step. Didn't they bring in like Cody? A family that it was living in the car or something?
Cody, yeah. Cody was living in the van.
No, that was Step by Step. When the girl and her mom or something were living in the car?
They usually had the episode, but this was the same plot line during Christmas time.
Is this the one where Zach was trying, like, he worked at the mall? And he's trying to get, like, a dress or a sweater?
Yeah, made up with this chick, and
like
then...
A girl was working, like, in the same store as Lisa or something like that?
I don't know. I can't remember the exact thing. But it was kind of like a really sappy, really manipulative storyline, but I was really into it.
Those are the best ones, man.
I know. I don't know why, but it's just like certain things just are like, I will take the basic storyline of like really sappy TV shows and really take it to heart and then really empathize with it.
What about you, Carolyn? What's one of your favorite Christmas episodes?
I do like that movie, A Christmas Story by Gene Shepard.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with the you shoot your eye out?
Yeah. Like, but now I feel like I've watched it so much that.
What about TV? A TV show, though. What about a TV show?
I like right now. I really like that Martian Manhunter.
The Justice League.
Episode of the Clark goes home for Christmas.
The Justice League Christmas episode one.
Yeah.
That one was good too. I like that a lot.
And I also like Rudolph. You know the typical Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
But how come you like the Justice League one so much? That's like a little, it's a weirder one that people probably don't even, have you guys seen that Justice League Christmas special? Have you seen?
No.
Have you seen that? You're looking at me all weird.
I don't watch a whole lot of comic book TV shows.
That's cool.
Actually, you know it better to explain it better, but.
But that's not like, my time no, to explain
like,
it.
I know, but like Clark comes home, you know, he is working at the newspaper and. He's all big time now, and he's Superman. And he comes home to meet his, I guess, Earth parents. And he brings with him Martian Manhunter. And Martian Manhunter is kind of unfamiliar with, like, all the Christmas traditions.
He's like, I don't get this Christmas. It's like, he speaks just like that.
Yeah, and then, like, they give him, the mom is, like, Mrs. Kent. She's like, no, we can't, like, anyone who, like, never leaves this house without a present on Christmas. And she like hands him a present and he was like, oh, thank you. I am so thankful for this present.
But you know what I really liked about that episode?
I think this music is like making me not think. But like, so she's like, thank you for this present. And then he's like, but I do not have a present for you. And then she's like, but just your presence here. The grace of you having on Christmas is good enough a present.
Well, one of the things like I liked about that episode too is when Martian Manhunter he goes at Christmas Eve, he walks around the town at like nighttime and he disguises himself as like a normal person.
Because he's a shape shifter.
Yeah, because he can change shape and he gets to like go around and see people's warmness, I guess. But then what's weird is also like he acts as Santa one time. He goes through someone's like chimney top. And like takes like the cookies.
He takes a cookie and he takes an Oreo and then he puts it in his mouth and he's like, yeah. Yummy.
Was this on the Cartoon Network?
Yeah, this is the one on Cartoon Network.
This is the original Justice League show or was it the Unlimited one?
This is season 2 of Justice League.
Okay.
One of my favorite Christmas episodes is My So-Called Life. Specifically because there's a moment remember that guy with the big puffy hair has Krakow.
Brian Krakow.
Yeah,
Brian.
Really pale.
Yeah.
The ginger.
Like, you know,
I don't think he was a ginger. He was more blonde than red.
But basically what happened was, so you have Brianne and like, and whatever, and the redhead girl, like they worked like the helpline. And all of a sudden they get a call from Krakow. And like, but they don't, you know, it's like non-disclosure. And he's like, I don't know, I'm feeling depressed. I don't know what's going on with these people, and everyone's like all acting weird. It's Christmas Eve and I don't have my parents. And then like Brianne is like, oh my god, it's Krakow. And like they're all like, what are you gonna do? And then basically what Brianne ends up doing is like, she morphs the conversation and turns it into like a phone sex thing. And she's like, and after he's done spilling like all of his secrets and stuff, he's like, "Don't you want to know what I'm wearing?" And then he's like, "Yeah, sure." And then she goes into like this hot like,
yes.
it's like I'm wearing his skin tight, blah 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 blah, and like I'm just everything's so hot and I'm just popping out. It's such a like all that. And then he's like, Krakow's like, "Did I call the right number?" And then she's all like, "Well, let me ask you one thing, Brian." Or no, Steve. He changed his name to Steve. It's like, do you feel sad anymore? And like, I was like, wow, that's a freaking awesome way of turning like sexiness into like, it's like, that's the perfect break for depression, dude. You know, nice. Just having, you know, just having something like random like that happen.
Just phone sex?
Yeah. Like, but random out of nowhere. When you think it's like the helpline. That's fucking genius, man.
That's pretty cool. But like, you know, I'll be like, "Hey, who am I talking to? Can I go on a date with you?"
And then,
you just get a hang up, and you're just like,
"Oh, it's all over now."
The magic is gone.
Yep. I mean, I really like. There's no. I never really see a lot of snow on Christmas Eve or on Christmas as much. So I guess it's all, you know, it's all good. But what is the one present that you guys got that like you, if you can admit now that you did not want for Christmas, if you ever got one? Start with you, James, since you're around this part of the circle.
Something I didn't want.
Yeah.
That I got. I don't know. Usually like crappy sweater or something. Like, I usually get.
You're
from,
wearing
like,
a sweater right now.
I know, but I bought this one. Why does it suck?
No, man.
All right.
I wouldn't know if a sweater was good or bad or what.
Usually for my parents.
You get like underwear and shit?
Like I told them everything I wanted, so they usually just got exactly what I wanted.
No, but see, I hate.
It's pretty awesome.
That's the one thing I hate, though, man. I hate it when like people are like, "Joe, what do you want for Christmas?" And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking tell you. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that ruins like the whole surprise. But I guess like it's good if you're getting what you want. But usually if I say it, they're not going to get it. I usually just name something huge anyway. Do you like that? Like knowing already what you get for Christmas?
Yeah. Then I can like plan for how I'm going to use it, you know? Be like, "Oh man, I can't wait for Christmas. I'm going to get this." And then the next couple days I'm going to be using it for this.
Do people do that to you, Cooney? Like they ask you like, "So what do you want me to get you?" And then there you go.
What? They ask what I want to get and they don't get me what I wanted?
No, they ask you what you want and then
I'm okay.
They ruined the surprise, basically.
Well, no, but I'm okay with that. It's just, I just don't like it. Like, I think one time when I was younger, I got a tie for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I don't want a tie.
Why don't you want a tie?
I just don't want a tie. And then it's not so much that I was angry that I got a tie.
What would you have rather gotten besides a tie at that time?
I don't know. Just something that they thought that I would want it. Even a book of illustrations. Even like remember Stinky,
a book of illustrations.
Remember Stinky Cheese Man, Other Fairly Stupid Tales, or The Real Story of Three Little Pigs? Those books, those children's books.
Carolyn, that's your department.
Lane Smith.
No, I don't. No.
Okay, well, it's a really good set of books. But, anyways, what I was kind of disappointed not because I got a tie, but rather because they didn't want to even ask me what I wanted, and they just got me some tie.
So it's like,
I mean, just not taking the time or the effort to even ask what I want.
But you like it when people ask you what you want. They don't want to just like, because what I mean is like, I like it when people like try to, they ask other people, "Oh, what is Joe like?" And they just try to like, what, you know, they want the surprise to happen.
I'm like in essence in like life, I'm like, I, you know, I mean, like I'm a hypocrite because when I deal with people, I kind of get waffly, but. When it comes to people coming up to me and interacting with me, I want them to be as honest and as straightforward as possible.
Even with presents? Because isn't that the greatest part of the present? It's just like you rip it open and you're like, "Holy crap, how'd you know?" You know?
I don't really think about it as like a surprise kind of thing, but rather I think of it as a, you know, they took the time to understand who I am, what I wanted, and then he got me something that I really thought is a good gift. And that's what I like.
Did you ever use that tie?
No.
Do you still have that tie?
I believe it's like somewhere in my closet.
Is it like, was this like a kid size tie or like a normal size you can still use?
I think
use?
It's a clip on tie.
Well, I don't see the need for that anytime soon.
I mean, like, seriously, though, like, am I going to go into a job interview tomorrow with a clip-on? No.
Oh, man.
I have a nice aqua blue tie that I got from American Apparel. I'm wearing that.
I never even, like, the clip-on tie just doesn't even look good anyway, man.
That's, yeah. Like, when I think of clip-on tie, I honestly think of, like, a kid that's, like, in second or third grade in church with clip-on tie.
Clip-on tie with a denim, with a white denim shirt.
Yes.
That's the very epitome of class with tucked into my Bugle Boy jeans.
Yes, Bugle Boy.
Sweet.
I mean, that's cool, though, man. But for me in general, like, I don't know. I sort of make it my point to be very hard to shop for anyway. I like that, and the enjoyableness of people figuring out, oh my, like, you know, it actually means something to me when I don't tell anyone this. Not that I barely even tell people what I want in general, unless it's like something like I really need, like $1 million, you know.
Joe wants $1 million for Christmas.
Please
donate
$1 million.
We should have a donate link.
I make wishes
on our website.
Wishes happen. That's what my aim is to have wishes come true.
Like Tinkerbell.
Yes, yeah. Just like Tinkerbell. No, but do you
or get, like that genie from Aladdin, Robin Williams?
But see, here's the thing: is like that,
like
that,
any Disney character. They like, make dreams come true.
Do you guys just get like what's it called, like gift certificates now? Like just like, oh, they're just like, whatever, Cooney, here, have a gift certificate.
I would just take cash.
Just hardcore cash.
Yeah, seriously, like at this
they
point
said that this year that's the number one present that people want. Seriously, straight up cash.
What the fuck? Isn't that what everyone wants? Just
no,
straight
but,
up cash.
But no, but seriously, that's like the simplest commodity. It's the universal lubricant.
Yes.
See, if everybody's just getting each other cash, then everybody might as well just keep their money.
Yeah. But some people might get more cash than they gave out.
Or some people might get less. Yeah. What happens if you get less?
It's like playing poker.
I know.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Who gives out more cash than the other?
It's like, might as well give each other chips.
Oh. Oh, there you go. Oh,
man.
No, but seriously,
see you
like,
next week. What's up? You gotta hurry.
Oh, this is almost done?
Yeah, this is our end
like
song.
Seconds,
oh, okay.
Cooney.
Well, I just want to say...
I want to say Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yes, Merry Christmas,
Jerry. Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Okay, this is getting uncomfortable. Good night. Whoa. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Shazam.
Well, guys...
Happy Festival of Lights for the Jews.
The next episode should be a very special New Year's episode. I have no idea what's going to happen then. We could have either one of these three. Maybe you can vote online.
No, that's terrible.
Actually, do you know what? I can put on the blogger. They have a thing.
That'd be so sick.
They have a thing like the radio buttons where you can vote.
All right. Maybe we'll try that, but...
But I don't want to do that. Yeah.
But that'd be funny if we only get like 3 votes. Like,
actually,
oh,
you probably will only get 3 votes, actually.
Well, good night, guys.
Good night. Merry Christmas.